In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hello. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. For I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned to be both full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So says St. Paul in this reading to the Philippians, which we read today on this Monday. What marvelous words, if we put them into action. Really, what is the thing that makes us most unhappy in life? I think about this a lot. I think it's when we don't get our way. And then we're unhappy. We don't have enough money. We don't think we're pretty enough. We don't think we're smart enough, or people think we are smart. We don't have the adulation we crave. We don't have the entertainments we seek. The school we want to go to, whatever it is. Or people just don't treat us exactly as we think we deserve to be treated, since we are, of course, little princes and princesses. Really, most of our unhappiness is because of not getting what we want, which is, of course, because of our deeply rooted pride. And St. Paul, he's gone through everything. Shipwrecks and being whipped and escaping barely with his life in a basket and hunger and thirst. And also plenty and good times. And he's learned that it really doesn't matter. All matters is that he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. Just recently I went to prison, and I had a plan that completely didn't get done. I was going to talk to them about the Gospel of Matthew, but they had other things they wanted to talk about, other things they needed to talk about, so we talked about those things. And earlier in my ministry, that kind of thing frustrated me, because I think I've got this that I want to do, and I got to get it done. Well, you know what? All I needed to get done when I went to prison was show up, and that already accomplished everything. Of course, I did have a plan. I don't think you should go into things without having any plans most of the time, but my plan was mostly to do whatever needed to be done, and that's what happened. So I made a little joke about it in a little talk that I gave, and that is, if you plan to have things not work out as you plan, then things always work out as you plan. And I think St. Paul is basically saying that. Our plan should be to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Whether it be a great thing, a small thing, a pleasant thing, or an unpleasant thing, whether it be full or to be hungry, to be chastised or to be praised, if our plan is to do all things through Christ who strengthens us, then we're fine and we're happy. Remember the saying in Wisdom where it says, their going forth seem to us to be out utter destruction, but they are in peace. We read that for martyrs. They're in Vespers. What the world sees as bad, Christians don't see as bad. The only thing that's bad to a true Christian, if we dare to even think of ourselves as such, is when we are not fulfilling the will of God. That's the only bad in the world. Everything else doesn't matter. So St. Paul's words really are a great balm to our soul if we can apply them to the way we live. Okay, if there's plenty, then eat and be happy and give thanks to God. If there isn't, then don't eat and give thanks to God. If you're abased, then give thanks to God, because obviously you need some abasement because of your deep pride. And if you're praised, then give thanks to God and pray that you not fall into temptation. It's really as simple as that. Our only plan today should be to do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and then we'll be happy. So many people in the world are unhappy. And most of the time I see that they're unhappy, not because of their sins, but because of the effects of their sins. And they don't think of their sins as causing their problems. They want what I mean by not because of their sins. They are unhappy because of their sins, but they don't see themselves as unhappy because of their sins. Instead, they see circumstances making them unhappy, and people making them unhappy, and unfairness making them unhappy, and sickness making them unhappy, and all the rest. If we just looked out instead of in, and looked out at others, and basically said, like Samuel, here am I, what do you want me to do? And then we do it. Whether it's according to our plan or not, whether it works out exactly as we think it should, then we're happy. And then we will understand the words of St. Paul, to know how to be abased, to know how to abound. Everywhere in all things to learn to be full or to be hungry, to abound or suffer need, and in all things to do all things through Christ who strengthens us.